This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 393 for Tuesday, May 14th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is dipping into negative territory following weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soybean is losing 1.8 U.S. cents per pound this morning, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are also lower. Crude oil is down after indications of a delay for interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve. The Canadian dollar is up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The July canola contract is down $5.30 per ton at $662.60. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are lower. Corn exports from the U.S. were below 1 million tons for the first time in 13 weeks, totaling nearly 938,000 during the week ended May 9th, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The figure was down 27.8% from the previous week and down 20.1% from the same week last year. So far this marketing year, 33.93 million tons of U.S. corn have been exported, up 30.2% from last year. The USDA reported yesterday 49% of the U.S. corn crop has been planted as of May 12th, 13 points more than the previous week, but below the 54% five-year average. The crop was also reported as 23% emerged, 2 points above average. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his South American corn production estimates unchanged at 47 million tons for Argentina and 112 million for Brazil. CONAB upwardly revised its estimate for Brazilian corn production to 111.64 million. The July corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.69. More than 406,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped last week, a three-week high. Cumulative exports this year totaled 39.54 million, down 17.7% from 1 year ago. The U.S. soybean crop was 35% planted, up 10 points from the previous week, and 1 point above average. 16% of the crop is emerged, up 6 points from the average. Cordonnier cut his Argentine soybean estimate by 1 million tons at 50 million, while Brazil stayed the same at 147 million. CONAB increased its Brazilian production estimate by 1.2 million tons at 147.69 million. The July soybean contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.08. The U.S. shipped more than 366,300 tons of wheat last week, up 8% from the week before and up 39% from last year. So far, 17.65 million tons were shipped this marketing year, down 5.8% from last year. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 57% headed, up 15 points from the average. Conditions were unchanged at 50% good to excellent. The spring wheat crop was 61% planted, 13 points above average, and 25% emerged, 7 points ahead of pace. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.75. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.90. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.33. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 14th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.